Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. This is your host, Martha Tyler. And this week, I am so excited. We have back on, hey, Crystal Gale. Hey!
Hey, Fred.
I'm so excited to have you back on. Last time it was like, what, a 5-year break before I got you back on?
Yes, it was definitely, and I'm just so proud of the growth because I was like, man, it was really that long, but look at you now.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, I'm excited to have you back on more recently. I think it was last year that we recorded last.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just have been, you know, watching you grow and soar and pivot. And I wanted to have you back on to let others know how they can continue on their own journeys as well.
Awesome. I'm excited about the conversation.
Me too. Okay. Before we get into that, let's hear a little bit about your nanny journey to this point.
Absolutely. Great question. So I have been working as a nanny for 17 plus years. I started out as a summer nanny working for my parents' co-workers. And then I went off to college and I would have nanny gigs in between there all the way through grad school. And once I graduated from grad school, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, opened up an agency called Elite Metro Nannies, where I was helping other nannies find amazing jobs in the area. And then I went on to start some coaching and, you know, not only help nannies, but nannies that wanted to become entrepreneurs. And that's where I've been living at for the last year. And when I decided what I was going to do in 2022 was that I noticed that a lot of the leaders in our industry were coming to me for advice as far as community, how to handle certain situations. And so instead of becoming a career coach, which I had already been practicing in the nanny industry, I transitioned into an executive coach where I was specifically helping our leaders, helping other small business owners and organizers that, you know, not only catered to the nanny childcare space, but other industries as well. So that's how I got here right now. In the midst of all of that, I have an amazing clubhouse and community where we have the Year of the Nanny or whatnot. And I can tell you more about that in a few.
Yeah, yes. And that is like, I feel like, because I know from previous conversations that you do have a background in social work. And I do feel like you are so excellent at creating community and also helping others create community. It's just fantastic to watch.
Thank you. That is, it's a skill set. I didn't wake up with that skill. And it took a lot of working with different populations up under my social work belt and working in a school setting, because I have a licensure, a certification for school social work. And so I came across all different types of individuals, people that were experiencing trauma and, you know, in a school setting. And that prepared me to work with almost any type of situation, any type of parent, adult, and be able to not only adjust, but to add some resources to, you know, help them along their own journeys.
Yeah. And that's so important. So when you talk about a skill set, do you have like ideas about like what those skills are?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like people are like, yeah, it's a skill set and I built it over years and I can't actually put my finger on exactly what I did, but I know you and I know you can put your finger on it.
Absolutely. One thing that I tell people, you have to build rapport, genuine rapport with people before you want to sell a product, provide a service, lead anyone. You got to know how to make genuine connections with people. One thing that I do is I use like, hey, friend. And honestly, I'm not saying everybody's my friend. It's just like, it's helping people mentally, you know, break those barriers down. Like, hey, I'm coming in peace. I'm here to help if you need my help. Not like, hey, let's go to brunch every Saturday, but right. I'm here to help if you need me to. And also it helps me that, because sometimes I can't remember everybody's name that I come across, you know, over the last 17 years that I met people in and out of the industry. So it also helps me, you know, help them remember who I am and also how I can remember them. So absolutely. That's one of the techniques that I use is first, before I even introduce anything to anyone, I want to let them know that I'm here and I'm genuine and I want to build rapport with them and be a resource to whatever they're working on.
Yeah. And that is so important because like we're inundated with advertisements and, you know, capitalist agendas and like being told, I mean, a lot of the ad campaigns out there are dependent upon you being told that you're not enough. Mm-hmm. And something that I love about the way that you approach everything is you come into the room with that, hey, friend, you are already enough. Let me help you use your talents and your skills to build bigger, better world.
Absolutely. Helping them look at that big picture. I know as nannies, we get stuck in the, this is what I have to do. This is the only thing that I can do. I was the nanny broker for the longest. And I went through so many coaches and people that were like, you need to drop your name. And I was like, no, I'm dedicated to this industry. The nanny broker means something. And when I finally dropped it, thank you to Jada with the nanny niche. It actually helped me, you know, think bigger for myself.
Right.
As much as I wanted to pour into other individuals and help them think bigger, I needed to say, Crystal, you are more. You offer more. You're not just a nanny, and not saying that anybody that's just a nanny, you know, can't have pride in that, but your skill set, your knowledge is beyond these four walls and the world deserves your talents.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is like clearly throughout everything that you do. And it's really lovely. Somewhat selfishly, but I think other folks will find this interesting too. How have you dealt with like that? You're not necessarily like a nanny anymore, but you are so intertwined in the nanny spaces.
Ooh, that's a great question. Every week I battle with it because think about it. If you're in a career for decades and that's all you really know, like, yes, I was a social worker, but I wore both hats proudly, right. Neck and neck, and, you know, not leaving one behind. And to know that I'm transitioning. I've been dealing with that lately. And, you know, I was just telling you about what I was getting ready to do. And I think that's one of the reasons why is that I need to go and be mentally, you know, hit that reset button for myself, you know, so that I can say, Crystal, like, even you've already been making the first steps to do so, you're fine. In this industry, you have put in your everything you needed to do. But what you're doing right now is that you are raising other people to step up in roles as far as leadership. And they're going to have the mindset that you do that, you know, that is able to cater to more people and help more people. Your tribe, you know, I don't like to use the word tribe, but your community is growing and you're creating more leaders. And if a leader can't create other leaders, that leader needs to go back to the drawing board. And so that's why I'm okay with it. I've been dealing with it now. If I have to be honest, I've definitely been dealing with it. But to know that better days are coming and there's going to be so many amazing leaders in this next wave of people that come and want to step up to the plate. It's going to be beautiful to see everything unfold.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think that the nanny community is such a loving and like caring, I mean, you know, through and through caring community. And I love that even when someone stops like daily walking into a house and taking care of children, doing the daily ins and outs of nannying, I love that they're still considered nannies, you know, like I do think it is like a once a nanny, always a nanny situation, especially, you know, the level of nannying that you and like me and, you know, we're doing. I think that that is, it's never going to not be part of who we are.
That's the funny part, because we could be just having a normal conversation with our friends and then all of a sudden you're like, red flag, wait a minute. This is what I would do if I was in that situation, type of giving like nanny advice. Like if you have a friend that is looking for a nanny, like, oh no, you have to do this, make sure they have a contract. And it's just automatically just flows out of your mouth. And you're right, once a nanny, always a nanny. There is just something in us and it will always be in us, which is a great and amazing thing to know that we will always be connected to this industry.
Yes. Yes. And yeah. And I totally agree with that. I'll see. I have some friends that make like funny TikToks and whatnot about like their struggles with their children. And I'm like, I'll like message them and be like, your latest video was so funny. Also, if that is something like if bedtime is something you're struggling with, I'm happy to help. Like I have tips. I love the funny content, but I also can help you solve the problem.
Exactly. That's exactly how it goes down.
Yes. Yes. And so, yeah, I'm also, I do want to talk about some of the communities that you've created, because this is a nanny resource podcast and you have, you know, especially on Clubhouse, like you mentioned before, just such a wonderful space for nannies.
Yes, that Clubhouse, it literally turned into something that I was not expecting. I tell everyone, I needed Clubhouse during a time where I probably needed it more than the people that I was serving. I had just lost my position as the school social worker, and now I found myself unemployed, and the agency wasn't, you know, attracting as many clients as it typically would. We were in the middle of the pandemic, the early months, and I started Clubhouse where people could gather every weekday morning before they go into their space or go into work. Because honestly, if we think about it as caregivers, we were almost on the front lines, just like the medical team. And when we couldn't go home, people were putting in overtime because their employers were putting in overtime and we were just right there with them. And schools were not being in session. They were on virtually. And I felt like the childcare providers needed a space to come and vent, needed a space to come and get support, needed a space to come and have a mindset shift, that they needed some positivity running and through, you know, their brains before they even start walking into work for the day. And so we provided a space Monday through Friday where people could go in, share their affirmations for the day. Hello, love affirmations. Mm-hmm. Share their goals for the day, because it does help us stay on track, but also share our wins. I always tell people, heavy on the wins, whether they are big or small, because you never know who in the audience, the listening lounge, that may need to hear that, hey, if Crystal did it, if Martha did it, I can do it too. Regardless of my current circumstances, I have an example that someone was able to get through it. And what a beautiful space, because people have become friends in that space. They have gotten jobs in that space. They have connected to coaches. People have been able to step into leadership roles and moderate their own rooms and build their own communities. And when I say that it was just an on-time thing, it literally has been beautiful to see unfold. And so I'm so proud of it. I tell people, we're mighty. We're small, but we're mighty. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I'm proud about, is that we are creating other leaders in that space to not only pour into our community, but go out and make their own and make the nanny industry a better place.
Yes. Yes. And I love the fact that you do ask for our wins so often, you know, I think every morning, because, and the small ones too, because sometimes it's not even that, like, I need the inspiration of, like, certainly there are times when I do need this inspiration too, but not that I need, like, they did something really hard and they overcame it. That's very helpful. But sometimes it's even like somebody will mention a small win and I'll be like, oh yeah, I have had that win too this week. And like, I didn't even just frame it as a win. So it helps me reframe some of the stuff that I wasn't even thinking of as a win.
That's a win for me, Martha.
Yeah. Yay.
That's a win, because that's one of the purposes, is that I want others to realize that even the small things in your life are a win, even when you can't recognize it. Me making it to meetings on time is a win. Me getting to work on time is a win. There is somebody struggling with that and saying, I can't figure out my morning routine. And to know that there's someone else that's struggling with that, good. You know, like, yep. I can talk and tap in with them for information and tips to help me, but to also realize that me getting to work on time is still a win.
Yes. Yes.
Good. So good, friend.
Yeah. And I will say, you were here before I was for this, this Zoom call. So a win.
Oh, win. Yes, because I'm working on my time management. Yes. I can teach it all day, but even I still struggle with time management. And I will tell people that Sundays are days where I catch up on admin, and I'm not on the phone on Sundays. Right. I call my family and that's it. Yep. That's it.
Yep. Yeah. So for listeners who are like, this sounds great, how can they join in on this awesome clubhouse?
Great. Yes. Please download the Clubhouse app. That's the first thing. You can easily find people that have already attended we call it Wake Up and Become the WOW. You know, that's the title of the room. And so you can find it. They're scheduled every weekday, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so that's the first thing. You got to download the app. There's no wait list anymore. I remember when Clubhouse first dropped and everybody was like, well, I don't have access to the app right now. Things have changed. Yes, they're still in beta mode, but things have changed. And you can go and get on the app at any time. You just have to look for the Year of the Nanny Club and look for Becoming the WOW Room. So that's how you can access it. It's open to anyone. We have had nanny agencies in there. We have had people that are leaders in our industry in there. And also we have had friends of nannies just jump in to support that have nothing to do with nannying, but they just love what we do and the energy in the room in the morning. Because sometimes I will tell you, I walk away and I'm crying. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're doing good work in here. You know, I'm glad some people got some takeaways today. But other times, you know, we're trying to find solutions to issues that may have come up in our industry. And it's just a great way for us to powwow and get a good a good mindset before we go into work. So if you're looking to be a part of that space, download the app and come join us.
Yes. And I have said this in the space before, but I want to say it here. Like, I used to listen to the news in the morning, mm-hmm. and like, by shifting away from that and shifting to being in a room with a bunch of really empowering folks who are at the very least excited about my industry and, you know, at the most like contributing and building inside my industry, like that has just really done wonders for my mental health.
That's good. That's good. I definitely was one of those that would watch the news in the morning. Whew, if you live in Atlanta, I'm not saying Atlanta is one of those cities, but it's just like any other major city. You hear things, you're like, oh my goodness, that was in my backyard. And so I had to turn it off. It creates anxiety. And I was like, you know what? You are in charge of your morning routine. What are you going to do differently? And I needed it. Like I said, I started it during a time where I needed it the most. I still needed to get up every single day. Like I had somewhere to go. And one of those things was getting up and jumping on Clubhouse at 7:30. And the funny part is that I would clock in at 7:15 for work. And I was like, I got to start Clubhouse around that same time to keep that mentality and, you know, that mindset. Said that even though I'm not clocking in for someone else, I'm clocking in for myself and to serve my industry right here and now.
Yes. Yes. And it is, it's just such a supportive space, and you're right about like friendships are made in there. And if you're listening and you're like, well, I don't know how Clubhouse works, just give it a try because, you know, like you can just listen. And I get so much out of just listening too. You know, certainly there are times when I want to get up and speak too, because I love talking with other nannies. But, you know, there are times when I'm like, I'm not ready to talk this morning yet. My voice has not woken up. And I just get to listen and like be inspired. So, would recommend.
Yes. If you're used to listening to the radio, it's just like listening to the radio in the morning, but you have something that's specifically made for nannies and you can come in and get that good energy, get that good boost. And we're only in there for 30 minutes. So it's not like we're taking up your entire morning. You get a quick 30 minute session with us and we send you on your way to be awesome.
Yes. Yes. So I'm also curious about, you know, as you have become like an executive coach, like what are some aspects of that that like really ignite your joy and your like, you're like, yes, this is like what I am built to do.
One thing is because I have become the coach that I've always wanted. Mm-hmm. And as an executive coach, you're specifically working with the leaders. And as a leader, the load is so heavy at times. Mm-hmm. You are carrying missions, visions. You are responsible for ensuring that your business is taken care of. You're in control, making sure that you're in control of reaching your agenda and whatnot. And again, that load can become heavy. And so oftentimes as an entrepreneur, as a leader, there will be some days where I'm like, you didn't eat today.
Right.
What are you doing? And so those little subtle reminders of finding the balance as a leader, especially in our industry, because a lot of the leaders are working a full-time job and they're volunteering their time, their hours to running organizations, Facebook groups, you know, they are working on their own small businesses, or they have their own agency. And that's one thing I have realized, that if we don't find a balance, we are not going to be able to be successful for a long time. Now, you can be successful for a short term, but will it last? Probably not, because you have not looked at every single area of your will of life to ensure that, hey, are my relationships okay? Is my health okay? You know, like, am I taking time? Did I plan out my self-care for this month? And so that's what I'm doing, is I'm helping those leaders ensure that they are not only successful when it comes to their businesses, their organizations, but they're also successful in their entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. So just like as nannies, we look at the whole child. Yes. You as an executive coach are looking at the whole human.
Yes. Thank you for bringing it home. Come on, I'm talking about language now. Yes. Child centered.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I do, I really love that. And I have had several listeners reach out to me about, like, you know, I feel like I'm really getting close to the end of my time as a, you know, traditional nanny, and like, I need to break out and do something else, but this has been what I've been doing. So like, how do I do that? And I think that your path is such a wonderful example of that, of like, I, you know, you are an amazing nanny. Like you know, like reached to the top of that and you were like, gotta punch through the ceiling and go further.
Yes. Thank you. And I will tell people that there are a lot of nannies. We both talk about our degrees and, you know, how hard it has been, but how we're able to merge what we are working in as a nanny along with our degrees and our education. And I'm telling people, you can still do both without actually working in the field.
Right.
Where there's a will, there's a way. You just have to be open to thinking outside the box. And that's what I do as a coach. I help people think outside the box, because I have personally transitioned from nanny into corporate so many times, because there's been different seasons where I'm like, and I'm tired. And, you know, and I'm just like, okay, we're going to be a full-time nanny and we're going to get engulfed in the industry again. We're going to host events. And at those times, I realized that I was the happiest. And so that's why I wanted to transition as a coach, to help other people to say, hey, you can find the best of whatever works for you. You do not have to feel pressured to do one thing and not the other. You can do all things and make it work for you. But it's just saying, hey, what type of service you want to provide? And if there's anyone thinking of getting out of it totally, there's a way and a path and a journey for you as well. And so don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
Whatever that may look like for you.
Yeah, there absolutely is. And there's so many different, you know, like if you are listening and you're like, I am not currently happy with my situation, which I feel like there are a lot of folks out there. You know, last year I was one of those people. Like, I loved my nanny families that I was working with, but nanny shares are hard at the best of times. Ooh. And pandemic is not the best of times, obviously. And so like, there were just so many things bubbling up inside of me saying like, this is not the path for me anymore. Like, this is not where I'm meant to be. And I made a switch to another family, and I'm also getting this degree, but like, I look back at like where I was last year, mental health wise versus this year. And like, it is night and day. I mean, it's just, it's gorgeous. Like how much, of a shift that even I have been able to make. And like, I just want that for every nanny.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Absolutely. Everybody deserves to be happy with the work that they do. Everyone deserves to be happy with the employers that they have, regardless of what that is. And you're right. I can look back at my 2020 versus 2021 and 2022. 2020 was a roller coaster, and I cannot imagine where I would be if I didn't lose my job. It was probably the best thing that happened to me. Yes. I needed to be removed from that position. I needed to be able to hit the reset button. I needed to rest. Yes. I was going on 1,000 at every single moment. And there's someone listening right now that feels like they are running on fumes. And I'm here to tell you, there's a better way, friend. There's a better way. Whether you stay in the industry or not, you have to remember your self-care and remember what's best for you, because there's only one person. There's not a double of, you know, there's not a clone walking around just ready to tap in when you're tired. No, you're only one person, and you have to find and create your happiness, whatever that looks like for you. So I hope that encourages somebody, because, you know, I wish somebody would have said that to me a couple of years ago, back in 2020. Yeah. Something traumatic had to happen, like a job loss. And I say it was a traumatic because it was a very traumatic situation, because nobody knew that we weren't going to recover from the pandemic, or things weren't going to go back to normal right away. And it never did. Y'all had to create our new normal.
Yep. So. We really did. And yeah, like I do remember the times when, like, I really did believe it would be like a couple weeks or a month, you know, where you're like, okay, I just got to get through this couple weeks, this month. So young, so innocent. Right.
I laugh because we had to, we scheduled our vacation. We do like an international trip every year, and we end up canceling it. And then another year rolled around where we had to cancel it. And I was like, wait. So are we really not leaving the country right now? We just kept on saying, oh, it's going to get better. Oh, it's going to get better. And it never did, but we ended up taking that trip once the borders had opened up. So, but
good. I'm glad you got to take the trip, but yeah. Yeah. So what advice would you give to someone who is currently like listening and being like, yeah, I'm feeling all those things. Like, what do you think a good like first step towards that pivot is?
That's a great question. Yeah. First thing is know your why. Why do you love this work? Because like I said earlier, just because you love it does not mean that you have to work in the field. When I say in the field, that means working outside, actually doing the work, you know, working with families individually. You know, think about big picture. Your why can tap into serving other people that are doing the work. You could become a coach. You know, there's definitely room in this industry for more coaches, because we're talking about millions of people that are working as nannies right now, and there cannot be enough of coaches. What I do may not resonate with someone, and I always encourage other people to step up. Please step up.
Right. Yeah.
You may be the coach for your state. You may be the coach for your organization. There's enough room for everyone. But that's the first step. You must know your why, almost like your purpose.
Right.
What's your purpose? Why are you here on this earth? My purpose is to encourage people. And that can look like many things and many different jobs.
Right.
And once I released that and I was able to sit in that for a minute, I realized that, Crystal, you can almost do any job. And now I know why people used to call me the Jacqueline of all trades, because I really can go and do almost any job. You can put me at somebody's desk, put me in somebody's business, and I'm just going to go and thrive. It's because I'm there to not only encourage the people that we're serving, but also the leaders. I'm here to encourage and make sure that they're okay too. Ideal employee, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely. I cannot remember where I saw it. So if this was you who created this content, like DM me on Instagram or text me if you have my number. But somebody was like, any nanny could go into almost any job, like certainly any office job, and like kill it. Like, they could go in, they could get trained in probably 24 hours and kill it, you know? certainly in 1 week, they could be trained and as good, if not better, than everyone else in the staff. But any office person could not go into a nanny role and do the same thing. Like, it's a totally different world. And the skills that we have as nannies are transferable. Do not think that office skills are transferable towards childcare. Like, it's just not the same skill set.
Can you say that one more time for the people that are listening? I don't think people understand how true that statement is. So I'll pause, I'll let you go, because people need to hear that.
Yes. So any nanny could go into an office setting and kill it. Like, just do so well, kill it. Any office person could not go into a nanny setting and do the same thing. They would struggle. They would struggle. First tantrum, fear in their eyes at that first tantrum.
It's definitely, once people realize that your skills are transferable, you can go into any work situation, really any situation, and pull from your nanny bag of knowledge. Mm-hmm. You will realize that the opportunities are endless. So don't be afraid to jump out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I love that you said start with your why, because I do think that that's so important. And then I think the second question is how. And feel free to disagree with me if you do. But like, I think about, you know, like Reagan, who has been on the podcast before, like her nature play, like she is so into getting folks outside. Mm-hmm. And like her how looks very different from like Angela, who like is so wonderful with babies and like helping folks with those like first like year or two of life. Like that, it's very different versus me, who's like very like positive discipline, you know, like all of our hows are different. And our whys are different too ish. But I think that we all, like all of us, love working with kids. I think all of us are very into like cycle breaking. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. And like, but we're going about it like in such different ways. And we need that. We need, like, Reagan could absolutely teach me so much about like getting outside and play, you know, outdoor play.
Agree. I love Reagan. I love her mission and her vision. And she has been such a joy to watch and just thrive. Same with Angela. But all these key people have the same thing. I need everybody to think about the leaders that they look up to or that they admire in our industry. They have figured out the blueprint, as I like to say. Mm-hmm. You know, we have all one thing in common, is that we have realized that our why is not about us. It's about others.
Yeah.
And when you finally realize what your why is, if it has everything to do with you and not serving others, you got to go back to the drawing board. You have not figured out the blueprint. And so leaders, I'm talking to you all right now, you know, like if you're running a business, if you're running a Facebook group, if you're on the board for an organization in this industry, your why must be about others. Mm-hmm. It has to be. I'm talking about not the company or the organization's why, but your personal why.
Yeah.
Because when those lights go out for the day, when that meeting ends for the day, your why still has to plug into serving people. And what does that look like? That's up to you, whatever you're working on, but it cannot be a you show.
Right. Yep. And I also real fast want to add, like Nanny Miss Monique with
another one.
The books, you know, like I just think about those folks in the industry that I really look up to, and you know, like your how is very different than all of ours. Like you are creating these spaces for us all to like rise up and better ourselves. And like, we need that too. And like, it's just, I just love this, like, you know, you can almost see like the web spreading as like each of us and each person in our industry like affects a couple other people. And like, you know, it just keeps going. And I'm very excited, like you said, for like the next generation to like rise up and like start to build their own and add to the web and be like, oh, I see this is missing. And like, I'm going to fill that spot.
Agree. I wish more people would know about the amazing things that are happening in these small spaces. It's some magic happening. And I promise you, I'm not telling you to come to Clubhouse, but I'm telling you to come to Clubhouse.
Yes, do it. I want to see you there, listeners.
Just start there. If you don't like it after a week, okay, I get it. You know, it's not for everyone, but please give it a try. And it's not because of me. It's because I want everyone to understand that there's so much good stuff coming out of that little old room. And just think about our professional development opportunities that have come about, like Kim and Angela doing the negotiations. We have Nanny Kim, you know, doing her highlight of coaches. And now we have Monique hosting panels of different authors, which is, that's a whole nother story right there. Yep. So, and it's just beautiful to watch unfolding. You're right. It's like a web. Everybody's creating their own communities. They have started, of course, on their own platforms, but it's almost like we've come together to say, okay, you got this. Now go out, get this information, but go out and be great and create your own communities and do what you need to do, because there is room for everyone in this industry.
Yes. Yes. And listeners, like, I am very serious when I say, like, please slide into my DMs of Chronicles of Nania. Like, I love connecting folks. You know, I did a whole episode based on a listener question, and like, it was a great freaking episode. And I try to cover like really diverse topics, but I certainly have blind spots. So if you want like me to cover something, DM me, let me know, reach out to Crystal, like, see, you know, like Crystal, I know that you are into like helping and coaching folks too. And if you are not the right fit, I also know that you're going to hook them up with someone who will be the right fit.
I sure will. I sure will. And I'm so thankful for the coaches that come into the space, because I encourage them, please tell people who you are and what you do, because I'm not everyone's coach. And I do have a certain way of doing things. I'm all about making sure that if you're going to spend some money with me, you're going to get some results, but people may not be ready for that. And so what I do is I keep a mental note of who does what, and I'm able to just go and redirect them to someone that I know for a fact will be able to help them at the stage that they are at. And that's a beautiful thing to see. We help each other in that space, but we're also there to ensure that regardless of the situation, that the person that is needing the help is going to get the help at the end of the day.
Yes. Yes. Because yeah, I do know so many nannies that are looking to pivot in some way, whether it's, you know, changing families or like adding a new specialization or whatever. And between you and me, like, we can connect you to who you need to be connected to.
Facts.
Yes. Yes. I'm curious if there's anything that like we haven't gotten to talk about that you are really hopeful that we would get to chat about today.
One thing that I would say is I've been working on these digital downloads and helping people think outside the box. And it's a one way because I do charge for group coaching, which I call the Blueprint Squad. And man, I started out with a group of nannies that were ready to start their small businesses or scale their small businesses. And the results that we have seen has been amazing to witness. But this year I have gotten into the you know, Crystal, we're going to work smarter and not harder this year, because I poured a lot into the first, second, and third cohort of the Blueprint Squad, and I'm getting ready for the fourth cohort. And so I want people to take a page out of my book. You know, you don't have to, you know, be, you know, I say trade your time for service or whatnot. Your time is a big deal.
Right.
As caregivers, you spend a lot of time pouring into other people. My job moving forward, and part of my personal mission and vision for my company, is for people to realize that you can reclaim your time. You can find the balance. And one thing that I have done is this year I've dedicated to and committed to dropping 52 downloads throughout this year. And I'm basically giving people my blueprint. I'm giving you the knowledge that I have, the knowledge that I've not only gained from having a business, but also working as a social worker and a nanny, because, you know, we all juggle many hats, but I want people to take a page out of my book and think about, if you have some knowledge in up here in your brain, put it in a digital download, friends. It's the wave. Billions of dollars were made last year in digital downloads. And I know we got some coaches that are going to listen to this replay. And I'm telling you, you don't have to meet with everyone. People can get the same thing in a download. And so I'm calling it my Almost Free Friday downloads. And that's where people can go and grab it for a certain amount within 24 hours. And then it goes back up to regular price. But I wanted to say that to encourage people. We got to think outside of the box. We can be making money while we're working a 9-to-5. And so that's what I'm here to do, is help people, you know, think that, hey, where there is a will, there's a way, and we will create some balance for your life and help you reclaim that time that you feel like, you know, once you get home, you're tired. Nobody deserves to be super tired when they come home from work. I want you to create the life that you deserve and that you've always wanted. So that's one thing that I wanted to say today.
Yes, thank you. And I have downloaded several of them and they are fantastic. They're so good. And they are like almost free. It's wild to me. Like, what great information I'm getting for, you know, like $250 or whatever.
Right, like pocket change.
Yeah, for pocket change, like for less than I would spend at like going through a drive-through, I'm getting like amazing, amazing ideas and content creation, like springboard. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yes, springboard.
Thank you. yeah, I just love it so much. So I'm really glad that you did bring that up. And if folks are not on your mailing list, we will include down in the show notes how to do that, but why don't you say it out loud too?
Absolutely. And so all of my downloads are hosted on Gumroad. You can go to my Instagram page at Hey Crystal Gale and just go into the bio and it'll say almost free, hashtag almost free Friday downloads and courses. So you can grab it that way, but we'll make sure that you will have a link in the show notes for today. But it's really been amazing. The support has been crazy for the downloads, because I didn't think that people were going to get them. And then when I realized that they were taking off, I was like, why did we not do this when we were working full time?
Right.
And that's what I want to encourage people, is that when you have a job, you are literally probably in the best position to start something new, because you can get the capital from your full-time job. That's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But I just don't want people to get discouraged because they're working a 9-to-5 and they're like, I want to get out of my job and I want to go do something new. I want to work for myself. And I have to remind them, like, have an exit plan.
Yep.
It's okay to have an exit plan. Don't just jump out there.
Right. Yeah. And like, yeah, to start like laying that groundwork from inside the job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is, it sounds like an excellent way to do that. That's awesome. And then, yeah, like you have this, you know, almost free Fridays. And so for 24 hours, folks can get it at this discounted price. But then after that, it's still not going to break the bank. to get this.
I'm not breaking no one's bank. I promise you, when it comes to the downloads, and I want you all to have that same mindset. I'm helping the NCS take all that knowledge that she has in her brain right now. She started off as a nanny and she worked her way up to an NCS. And think about, if you've been working as a nanny and then you transition to an NCS, you have to have a wealth of knowledge. And I'm helping her just put that into digital downloads. And the turnaround and the results and the return on her investment, it's just already know that it's going to be worth the time that she has put in over the last 30 days.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Crystal, how we talked a little bit throughout about how folks can find you, but just so they have it in a nice little audio clip here at the end, how can folks find you?
Great. Thank you so much. So if anyone wants to go and figure out where Hey Crystal Gale is, you can find me across literally all social media platforms at Hey Crystal Gale. You can also go to my website at heycrystalgale.com or simply find me on Clubhouse at Year of the Nanny Club. And so if you can't find me that way, go to Instagram. I promise you, somebody has tagged Crystal Gale.
Yep. Probably me. I am someone who has tagged Crystal Gale. But yes, and a lot of that information is down in the show notes as well. So if you are driving or doing dishes or whatever, you do not have to write it down. It's down there for you. Just click on it. And just to be clear, the show notes, yeah, you just have to scroll up a little bit. So if you're on your player and there's like starting to be some words down at the bottom, if you click on it and scroll through, you'll be able to see all of the information. Cause sometimes you just get like the top line. So, and I realize that sometimes people don't know about show notes cause they haven't created a podcast, and that's okay. But they're down there in the show notes. And just a reminder that you can listen to bonus content and ad-free episodes and join the Patreon community by going over to patreon.com/chroniclesofnania and join that Patreon community, because that is another place that you can find your nanny community. Because sometimes I love and admire the work that folks are putting in on Facebook for like creating these nanny communities, but they explode so quickly, you know, and they like the advice that you're getting on a lot of them is not vetted. It's not. And so, Hey Crystal Gale and I have created, and a lot of other folks have created, spaces that were pretty strict on the rules. And we want to make sure that those who are in them are giving like actually sound advice.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. And no shame to anyone that is an admin of the Facebook groups, but that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now, because I realize that there needs to be more support for the people that are in those leadership roles. And sometimes they don't realize that when you have thousands and thousands of people to manage, that role can get overwhelming and things can blow up real quick. You're just minding your business at work. Mm-hmm. And your next thing you know, your Facebook group is blowing up and you're trying to figure things out and how to manage it. And, you know, and I will tell people, even though you can do it by yourself, you shouldn't.
Right.
Get you a good team.
Yep. Yep. Well, excellent. We end each show with a cute, fun, or inspirational story. And Crystal has brought some inspiration for us all.
Yes. And so I will say that I have had the privilege of coaching many wonderful nannies for our beautiful industry. But there is one, I will not drop her name just for discretion and, you know, whatnot and ethical reasons. But I will tell you that during a season where, you know, we're still in the circumstances where we don't know what's going to happen month to month, year to year. But this particular nanny, decided that she wanted to go above the call of duty with her job and go after a dream that she has always wanted to do. And so she took the blueprint. She showed up every day in our beautiful space. She shared, she said, I'm going to take you on a journey. And that is what she did. She showed up every day to add to the conversation. That's A, what we're saying, building that rapport. She poured into other people while people poured into her. And when it came time for her to reveal to the world what she was working on, I will tell you, people showed up like they have never showed up before. And the results of her ups and downs, many late nights, many early mornings, was the result of her selling out a product that she was able to pre-sell on. She had a certain number and she met that goal in within the first week. And I'm here to tell you all, because I know that this has been a conversation of pivoting. Mm-hmm. We started out with building the community. If you're ready to pivot, start tapping into your community. That's the first thing, because mm-hmm. you never know who is in the audience, who is listening, that may be able to help you. Just to give you a little insight, this individual showed up to a webinar that I was hosting. She said that she had a goal of becoming an author. We had never met in real life. And then later on down the line, probably like a year later, we ended up doing some coaching together and we were able to help her get her product out to the world. And so I'm telling you all, step number two, get you someone that has been down the road before you. That is key. Get you a mentor, get you a coach. I tell people, I'm not everybody's coach, but go find somebody, because you don't have to do everything on your own. So whether you're thinking about pivoting with inside of our community or going outside of our community into another industry, get you someone that has gone before you. And then finally, number three, get ready to celebrate your wins, because regardless if you sell one thing, you only get one job offer, it is worth celebrating your win. So that's my three takeaways. I hope that they inspire you. Build some rapport before you even start introducing yourself, you know, and getting prepared to pivot. Number two, you need to find someone that has gone before you. And number three, get ready to celebrate your win. So I hope those words of inspiration resonate with you. If not, tune into the next episode. And I'm sure Martha would cover where I was lacking.
Yes, those are so inspirational. And like, I love that you summed up what we've talked about so clearly and so well, because I think sometimes, yeah, we listen to this. I listen to podcasts to feel that sense of community, certainly. And then I also listen for those takeaways. And so to have both in this episode is really lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, everyone who is listening, please go check out all of Hey Crystal Gale's offerings, because there's a lot out there. And like, don't sleep on it, folks. Like, don't sleep on it. Yes. And consider joining the Patreon community, because it really is so lovely. And getting new bonus episodes up and out. I think in March, the bonus episode is going to be like a mac and cheese off, like a mac and cheese madness, where we're going to rate some of my nanny folks and I are going to rate like different types of mac and cheese that we have to cook for nanny kids and like which ones we like the best.
That sounds fun.
Right? Like, it's just going to be real fun. So yeah.
Yes. Please remind me to tune into that one.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, because sometimes we just need fun, you know, right. Like sometimes we need to learn and sometimes we need to just rank macaroni and cheese. And that right. is also
balance, finding yes. the balance. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Crystal. I really appreciate you taking time to be with us today.
Thank you for the endless opportunities that you always provide on this platform. And Anytime you need me to come back, I'm always available. But thank you for just allowing me to share my story and my journey on how I'm now an executive coach and I'm here to serve. So if you're listening and you feel like I would be a good fit for you, please reach out. This is your invitation to reach out today. So thank you again, Martha. I had an excellent time as usual. And I can't believe, again, just how far you have come over the years. So congratulations and kudos to you.
Thank you. And right back at you. I love that we've been like on this journey, together apart. And like, it's just so great. I love it. I love watching everyone grow and reflecting my growth out in the world too. So thank you. I really appreciate that. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks. The Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Tyler. Artwork by Noni Blastodon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudios.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.